Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
All this week, as our elected representatives battle one another over raising the debt ceiling, we've been hearing from you about how to battle unemployment, people who are dealing with the everyday effects of a troubled economy. And we've heard this week on the show stories of people who say they found work that they're overqualified for, and others who continue to search or to move between temporary jobs.
The only thing that I have learned is that you just have to keep trying.
Cynthia Norton just found a job in California after looking for 2 years. She's working as a home health care assistant, but despite more than 30 years of experience, she's making just over minimum wage and doesn't have any benefits. She shares with us what she learned during her long job search.
Believe me, I've been at a place where I've been sitting under a tree with my dog on a cold night wondering if I'm going to get a phone call to have a roof to sleep under. And it sounds trite, but you know what? You have to just keep going. And when something comes across the line, you have to take it. I hear so many people saying they're still out of work, and they're also telling me, well, I'm not going to take a job that pays less than this or doesn't have this or that. And I'm thinking in my head, you're going to think a lot differently when you're sitting under that tree.
Another Takeaway listener called in yesterday to talk about his struggles in the job market.
This is John Paul from Detroit. I graduated from law school 6 years ago. I've been working temporary positions doing document review for large litigation projects. Sometimes the projects last a year, sometimes they last a few months. My current project is going to be ending tomorrow, so I will be starting unemployment in Michigan, which just voted to reduce the length of time that people get unemployment benefits. It's scary, and I don't expect things to improve.
And this next listener thinks things can't improve unless politicians in D.C. get their act together.
I was unfortunately laid off for approximately 9 months. I know what depression feels like, and it was only when I started giving up on hope that I started having problems. And I think it's politicians in Washington, D.C. doing the things they're doing. People are going to start losing hope.
A listener who identifies himself as Bat Lover wrote at our website, "I've been unemployed for almost 2 years. It seems completely unreal to me. I never dreamed I would still be looking for a job after all this time. 18 years of great experience at a prominent university, a college degree, and it seems to mean nothing to most prospective employers. The market is worse than ever. I feel horrible for people who are homeless or getting close to it. For now, I feel safe from that, but my unemployment will run out soon. And then what?" Well, that might now be the reality for Alexandra Jaron.
I've applied for minimum wage jobs as well as other jobs, qualified for and not qualified for, and I've gotten little to no response.
She joined us on Monday and said she may literally end up on the street this week after years of being unemployed.
And I can't tell you what's worse, not hearing from someone or hearing from a company that sets up an interview and calls you and tells you that they're doing away with the position because they can't afford it any longer. It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Then we heard from Lyndon Dees, a longtime Takeaway listener who's optimistic about his temporary jobs.
I've been lucky to grab temp jobs here and there through a local temporary staffing place. So I thought it was going to run out earlier, so I'm glad that they like me enough that they keep finding work for me to do. If these folks in Congress would realize that if they would work on doing something to stimulate job growth, then there would be more people working, and then there would be more tax revenues without really raising taxes a whole lot.
Still looking for your stories about dealing with long-term unemployment? Give us a call at 8778-MYTAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.